At noon on Saturday, George W. Bush will be sworn in as president. Between now and that moment, there will be long hours of partisan wrangling. This week, the Senate will be holding confirmation hearings on some of the president-elect's most controversial cabinet nominees. NPR's Peter Overby has a report.
It's a busy schedule. Tomorrow afternoon, the Senate Judiciary Committee starts several days of hearings on Attorney General-designate John Ashcroft. On Wednesday, there are hearings for Christy Whitman to head the Environmental Protection Agency, Mel Martinez as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Paul O'Neill as Treasury Secretary, and Colin Powell as Secretary of State. And four more nominees go to Capitol Hill on Thursday. Today, most of the heavy artillery was being fired in the battle over Ashcroft. The former Missouri senator is under attack from liberal groups who represent many of the Democratic Party's core constituencies. Senators Barbara Boxer of California and Jeff Sessions of Alabama debated the nomination this afternoon on NPR's Talk of the Nation. Boxer was the first Democratic senator to say she'll vote against Ashcroft.
I'm going to vote, I'm sure, for 90% of George Bush's cabinet nominations and hopefully judges as well. But this is a man who has said something that I think speaks volumes. This is his own words. Two things you find in the middle of the road. A moderate and a dead skunk, and I don't want to be either.
Sessions, like other Republicans and some Democrats, called Ashcroft a man of integrity.
Well, I just have tremendous confidence in John's integrity and professionalism. That's his reputation. That's the book on him. That's what everybody in this Senate knows about John. And we know that a group of really strong activists are throwing mud in every direction at him to try to tear down that image.
But liberals say senators have to look past senatorial courtesy. Abortion rights advocate Kate Michaelman says individual rights are more important.
This is serious, and senators, with all due respect, need to put their friendship with the person John Ashcroft aside as they consider the role of the Attorney General and his extreme record and the damage and danger, the damage he could do to our rights as individuals in this nation.
Michaelman is president of the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League. NARAL is running radio ads against the nomination. One target is Maine, represented by two pro-choice Republicans, Olympia Snow and Susan Collins. But liberal groups are also targeting Democratic senators, a sign that they're concerned about holding Democratic votes in the evenly split Senate. The Christian Coalition, American Conservative Union, and other groups are telling their grassroots supporters to rally around Ashcroft. Three GOP veterans have put together the Issues Management Group and are running radio ads with a reverse spin. They're calling on New York Democrat Charles Schumer and some other Democrats to silence the critics.
They're attacking the president-elect by attacking his cabinet choices, and that's wrong. The American people believe that a president should be free to select his own cabinet. Senator Schumer, we look to your leadership in calling on these groups to stop.
Greg Mueller of the Issues Management Group says what activists on both sides are saying, that they will remember this vote.
I think the danger for some of these senators is that they get too aligned with left-wing special interest groups, which I don't think would help them down the road in a re-election campaign.
Just a hint that, as with President Clinton in 1993, Washington's partisan wars will be raging long after the cabinet nominees are voted up or down. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.